Welcome to the Perception Check Podcast, where our bark is worse than our bite. This is a good episode because our heroes tend to branch out a little bit. They probably would have been better off if they would just leave some enemies alone, but they decided to get into trouble anyways. Anywho, enjoy this episode.
Previously on Perception Check, Nicholas Mage returned, taking over David Horselhoff and destroying the Kingdom of Prideborn by opening a massive portal and flying away on a dragon lich. Kit helped you escape and you find out David may be leaning into the dark side. Oyarsa told the heroes how Mage gained his body jumping ability and apologized for giving him that power before disappearing, telling them this is the last time she will be down on the mortal plane. Everyone went to bed except for Geralt, and we join him now.
Treasure and adventure await those who dare to seek what lie in the shadows of evil. Our realm will have to call upon its newest heroes.
Hi, my name is Matt. I play Geralt Embersoul, the Genesi Wizard.
This is Adrian. I play River Song, the Wood Elf Druid.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I play Topher Biznach, the Wood Elf Ranger.
I am Josh. I play Erebus Blackheart, a Dragonborn Fighter.
I'm Corey, and I will be your Dungeon Master.
Now join us as we venture forth to glory on this episode of Perception Check.
So you go to Smarteldor's office. You right. go to... he's not there.
Right. I didn't expect him to be there.
Yeah.
I'm actually not expecting... Okay, I'm going to spend this evening going through every square inch of his office to find...
Kind of fucked up.
I was going to say, do you want to ask him permission?
He doesn't... Smarteldor doesn't want to help, because he's dealing with some stuff right now.
Mm.
And he's dealing with it in his own way and all that kind of stuff. But I know the connection...
Top right drawer is unlocked.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, then I go and I look inside.
Empty.
Empty.
But unlocked.
So here's what I do know, is that he kept his cog of some kind that he's always pondering in that top right drawer.
Yeah.
And now that I know it's missing, I need to look for him.
Hmm.
And I also... I need to know what it is, and then I need to go to the Hogwarts library and find out just what the object is. I don't need to know everything about it. I just need to know what this piece goes to.
Matt, I want to say I love you, first of all.
Okay.
And I think everything you're doing is really smart moves. But there's nothing on this thing.
Okay.
There is nothing. And it is, and it's gone. And we'll say you asked Smarteldor the next morning.
Okay.
And, he doesn't know. He just flat out doesn't know. He kind of says, like, it looks familiar, but I just don't know.
But he has it, though. Right?
He does have it.
He does have it.
Geralt falls asleep on his breakfast plate because he didn't go back to bed like everybody else.
He doesn't give it to you. He doesn't show it to you. He kind of explains, like, the problem is me not knowing what it is makes me cautious. So I'm also very cautious about who is handling it and who is... messing with it. So,
where's Bert?
I'm trying to decide. Smarteldor has it.
I know. Where's Bert?
Oh, he's out walking around, sneaking in the halls and scaring kids. Smarteldor kind of explains, like, he doesn't know what it is, and he's trying to figure out if it's a good idea to try to remember, or if there's reasoning behind why he doesn't remember.
And then I ask him, how do I do this? Sorry for pausing. I ask him if there's anything else that he doesn't remember, or anything else that...
No. This is the only thing in his entire life that he has a blind spot on.
Is there anything that I don't remember?
Just the weird magic in the school. But he doesn't tell you that. So the next day, I'm assuming you guys, he has a conversation with you, Geralt. I'm assuming you guys fill him in on all the Oyarsa stuff that went on, story of Nicholas Mage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
oh,
he,
yeah.
And he kind of says, I fear we should start preparing for the worst. Bert, can you possibly talk to the Guild of Assassins and see if they will maybe ally with us if a war does indeed break out between our realm and the realm of Fallen? And Bert kind of says, no problem. And he leaves.
I pass it to Bert. Hey, check on my canister, will you?
And he goes, okay. Then he turns to you, Topher, and says, Topher, have you heard from the Huntsmen? Will they join us?
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you about that, Smarldor. So I told the Huntsmen... What's the boss guy's name?
Oakenfold.
I told Oakenfold, and he doesn't want... He says the Union doesn't get involved in this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He said if we can recruit any individuals from inside the group, we can. I talked to some of my friends, but it's going to take me a while to get around to everyone, so I don't know how many people we're going to be able to count on. But for now, I don't know how much support we're going to be able to get from them.
Okay, and he kind of looks a little downtrodden at that. And he's interrupted because Thala walks up, and she's dressed in her nice silver robe, and she says, sir, I've heard of a disturbance in the Fartroth Forest. And he goes, thank you, Thala. And he's like, well, everyone, since you four are here, do you want to go check it out? Apparently there's some sort of disturbance going on over there.
This is another surprise party. I'm going to be really pissed.
And he goes, no. And he goes, no, really, there's something going on there. If you guys could do it, that'd be great. Great, you can, Smarldor. And he disappears.
I guess we're going, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going. Where are we headed again?
Fartroth Forest. It's quite a ways away. It's on the other side of the mountains going directly east from Hagwarts. So it takes you guys a few days to get over there. But Fartroth Forest is... What's up?
Oh, in the interim, on the way to it, I fill them in on the conclusion that I've come to about the weird coincidence of potential memory messing with
okay.
between Oyarsa and...
It literally takes him the full 2 days.
No. Okay. That's not very nice at all. I fucking do that. Fuck you guys.
Okay, so he... so you guys on your travels, fills you in on all of his latest revelations, and you guys wind up in Fartroth Forest, which is known for being kind of a bad area. A lot of...
Wait, but it's a forest, right?
It is a forest, but...
So, Topher...
Naughty forest.
You're in front.
Awesome. There's
so good.
That's actually good to know. So there are a lot of like gangs groups that hide out in this forest. It's just known for being a shady area.
Nobody wants
where
to fuck
anything
Cole.
Goes.
Come on. We got a reputation.
I do I can know like within 100 feet
mm-hmm.
of us in the forest or in a favored terrain where if there's any people or animals and things.
Okay.
So that might help us.
River touches a tree at the edge of the forest before they enter.
Okay.
That's all.
That's it.
I have a spell that I can travel through plants as long as I've touched it once.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Holy crap.
Awesome. So we're in the forest and I touch another tree. We can travel back to the edge of the forest.
All of us or just you?
You guys can follow me.
How do we... What do you mean
That's awesome.
Me?
It's Transport Via Plants is the name of the
Transport
spell.
Via Plants?
Yep.
That's awesome. That's the greatest spell name in the history of the world. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all I have is Transport
Never
Via
know.
Ship, and I literally have to be on a fucking ship and we sail off.
It's normal
That's
transport.
A good spell.
It's kind of like his
I have Transport
portal
Via
or whatever.
Feet.
yeah.
Okay, so you guys walk into the edge of this forest, kind of in the roundabouts of where Smarldor's kind of directed you, where he heard that there's a disturbance. And you walk, and it's crowded with trees, but there is kind of a small worn trail of where you're walking. And as you go a little bit deeper into this, Topher, you see ahead of you, quite a distance away, roots sticking up out of the ground. But they look a little different because a couple of the roots are kind of splayed out, and in the center is a large ruby.
Hmm.
Like on this rooted pedestal.
Oh.
And you said 100 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you guys kind of do, kind of seeing this along the pathway? It's sticking out like that.
I
think maybe...
How far are we away?
We'll say about 80 feet.
Okay.
Can I do a perception check?
Yeah.
21.
Nice.
Okay. You can see down the little pathway that kind of curves. You can see just kind of up to the curve. It's kind of right on that curve. And I think, like, kind of in the woods just behind it, you can kind of see, like, a shoe. And you can see a little bit farther through the really thick wooded area that surrounds you.
Topher is gonna stealth.
Okay.
He gets 24, 25, actually.
You are stealth.
Yes, he is. And I think he's going to silently approach the rooted ruby.
Okay. As you get, like, halfway there, you hear footsteps coming from farther down the path. so... What do? You kind of like give
everyone
a signal?
I'm gonna hide, and I'm gonna I'm gonna wave everybody like off the trail, kind of like.
Okay, so why don't you guys roll stealth?
I just cast gust of wind towards the footsteps.
Hmm.
How far? What's the range of gust of wind?
60 foot.
60 foot. It's farther than that, because Topher can hear 100 feet out.
Oh, I
see. The woods. Yeah. So
I don't know if I can hear it, but I'm aware of it.
Yeah. He's aware.
Whatever senses I use.
As a free action, can I cast Armor of Agathys on myself?
What is that?
It's a protective magical force surrounds you, manifesting as a spectral frost that covers you and your gear. You gain 5 temporary hit points for the duration.
Yeah,
is it cool. Is it a bonus action or an action?
No, it's an action.
Oh.
No, but you guys aren't in combat.
Yeah, we're not in combat.
But remove that spell slot.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so you cast that. How long does it last?
1 hour.
1 hour? Okay, yeah. So, you cast that, and you guys kind of go into the woods? Stealth? You go off the path,
I'm
right?
Not stealth. I'm just going to walk up to it while everyone else is stealth around.
I rolled a 12 for stealth. I don't know if that stealth or not.
I have disadvantage on stealth because of the plate mail, and it didn't go well.
Okay.
We're in the middle of the day in the light. I'm not going to stealth.
Okay.
There's no, like, there's no way
you're ducking behind a tree or something, right?
Okay. So
no, I'm not.
I'm gonna walk up
this
to the ruby.
This time, I'm following.
Like,
I'm following Erebus.
Okay,
15 feet away from the ruby.
And you had a 19 on your perception check. So what kind
I had a 21.
21. Okay, so we're gonna carry that through. You get up to the ruby, and you can see kind of underneath the ruby, the roots that are holding it are kind of swirling.
How far am I away now? I've moved up. Within 15.
So the roots sticking, like, straight up out of the ground?
Yeah, there's roots that kind of come out of the ground out of nowhere. It doesn't look like they come from any nearby tree. And there's, like, a pedestal of roots that stick up to display this big red ruby, and there are spinning roots.
Okay, so with my lance, I have 10 feet of range.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to use my blade ring, and I'm going to try to cut the roots.
Okay.
Okay.
So 23 to hit.
23 to hit? That'll hit the roots.
And then 6 and 1. So 13 damage. And one of that being fire damage.
Okay. So the roots go and kind of like slink back down into the ground and drop the ruby on the ground, and then a couple roots come up and grab it and pull it into the ground and away.
Okay. I pathicate to Topher. Hey, do you still hear those footsteps? Are they getting any closer?
Can I still see where that foot was?
It wasn't a foot. It was just a shoe.
It was
right next to the pedestal.
Yeah, there's at least a couple people on their way towards you.
Yep. And they start coming around the path, and they see Erebus standing there where the roots used to be.
Okay.
And it is a couple of orcs.
Okay.
Mm.
And they go, bruh, and they bring out their weapons.
Fuck you.
All right. Roll initiative.
14.
23.
14.
17 for Garrel.
14 for River.
Whose dex is higher between Erebus and...
What did you roll? You rolled a 12, so she would go first. I rolled a 10 plus 4.
I rolled a 10 plus, or a 12 plus 2.
Yeah. No, okay. She would go first.
Okay.
And our dex is the same.
Is it really?
Yes.
Plus 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Oops.
Sweet. We're dex twins.
Okay.
Super magic team, go!
So, first up, Topher.
Okay. Orcs are a favored enemy of mine.
Yes, they are.
Which means I have advantage in fighting them, and I know their language. I'm going to get within range while stealth so that I can shoot them. I don't know how much I think
you're in range.
I think I'm within range, but like there might be some trees because they're around the bend.
Yeah.
So I figure I need to move a little bit, not a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to fire an arrow. And I get to shoot at both of them.
Okay.
Or no, they're not within 10 feet of me, are they? So I'm going to have to shoot at one of them. And that is 15. But I get advantage, and that's 14.
And what was your first one?
15.
That hits.
Yes. 11 damage.
11 damage. Okay.
And then I'm going to fire again at the same one.
Okay.
And that is 31 to hit.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Yeah, well, oh, great. And that's going to be... 16 damage.
You nail him with two arrows and he drops dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's one orc left. So that was your turn?
Yeah.
Garrel, your turn.
I'm going to cast Scorching Ray at the remaining.
Okay.
Try not to totally 19. Kill him. I want to try and get
19 to hit. That's a hit.
With your awesome control.
It's only 4 damage.
Four damage, okay.
Non-lethal.
That's what I was thinking. Something like that.
Okay, he's still standing. Now it is River's turn.
I should have talked to him, but I don't know Orcish. Mm-hmm. Does anyone know?
Mm-hmm. River's going to cast Thorn Whip, attempt to pull him closer, and wrap him in a thorn. Like, wrap him in.
Okay.
So it's a ranged attack. 16.
That'll hit.
And he's going to take 3d6 damage.
Well, you're just trying to, like, trap him so you can talk to him?
Yeah, but he takes damage if I hit.
Yeah, but, you know, you killed a girl the last time you did this.
Can I do non-lethal? I want to do non-lethal damage. I just want to take
I feel
damage.
Like Thorn Whip would be non-lethal.
Take the one or whatever.
6, 12, 15.
Well, I'm glad you said non-lethal.
Yeah.
Okay, so he is in really bad shape. And is all wrapped up and bound.
Is there anyone else around?
No, it's just those two.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go up and talk to him.
Okay.
I speak Orcish. I speak the language of my favorite enemy, so...
I throw my blade ring and cut his head off.
Don't do that.
12 to hit.
12 misses.
Luck.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
23 to hit.
That would hit.
Why are you doing this? That doesn't make any sense.
9 damage.
9 damage, okay.
You successfully cut his head off?
He cut his head off.
Why would you do that?
Dick.
Reasons.
Well, that's not a reason.
Alright, well, you guys kind of stand there dumbfounded for a second. But,
River flips over the chessboard and says she's not playing.
You guys look ahead, and you see this. There is a branching path in 3 directions. Center, left, or right.
I'm going over to where the ruby was and digging in the ground.
You dig, and you just see a tunnel that is leading back someplace unknown.
Huh.
I cast Locate Objects.
Are we already in the...
River
area that,
blows her whistle and calls Falcor.
Okay, Falcor shows up.
She has him fly up and kind of see what he can see over the path.
And then tells you what you see?
Tells me what he sees, yeah.
Okay.
I gotta find this.
This
how
is really
how
cool
far are you sending him?
Just like up above the tree line so you can kind of see where the paths go. Like not down a path, but I don't know how high.
Oh, so it'll give us an idea of which path to take.
Yeah, he's going
to
get a bird's eye view of...
Brunch.
I don't know how high up he'd have to go. But
he can go there because
he's a bird.
Falcon.
He's an eagle, actually.
Oh,
but his name is Falcor.
He's an eagle. Falcon Punch! He's an eagle, but he knows the Falcon Punch move from Smash Bros. Because I've decided it's canon.
Also, you didn't when like shout fights, out, I'm doing non-lethal damage. When he fights, a giant flame
comes out of his talon.
Okay, he sees that to the right, there is a clearing where there's a skeleton with a torch, and there's about 3 wolves there. Over here, there is a large area with a chest, but it's kind of like a little field of flowers. Up here is another little field of flowers, and then another path that goes up.
Okay.
I want to go to the chest.
I was going to say, I know where Erebus wants to go. Anyone else have a... I relay this information after Falcodrus to me to the group and kind of take a census. Anyone have any ideas?
I don't have an issue with going to the
chest. I'm casting locate objects.
He's trying to find the ruby,
if it's within 1,000 feet.
It is in the distance, far in the distance. Not too far. Walking distance. But it's farther down the main center path.
Okay, so...
So center path goes to the ruby.
So here's the thing.
That's cool.
Wolves River doesn't want to fight them, and there's a skeleton. Don't really care about that. The flowers are probably
poisonous. To the chest!
The flowers are probably poisonous or something at the chest.
I know, but it would be nice to see a field of flowers.
I really hope it's a nice chest. Is it?
It's just a standard chest.
Falcor doesn't know.
It's an off-brand.
Hey.
So it's like a
Chests are all beautiful, wonderful things.
Chest. It's like a training chest.
It's a Charlie Beepum's cheapo chest.
It's a training chest.
Is the object still in motion?
No.
Okay. It's just that I would know that, so I just wanted to know if it was... So it's in a... It's now in a different place.
Yep.
Because someone fucked it up.
Who could that have been?
The same guy who cut the orc's head off. I really wanted to get information from the orcs.
I'm going to search the orcs.
Ooh, good idea.
Okay.
I'm going to the chest.
Don't split up.
I'll go with them.
Josh just wants to be dumb.
24.
24, you find about 200 gold.
Okay.
Nice.
Do I find anything that would...
And he doesn't share with Erebus.
Nothing really. Just like some hides and stuff like that.
So, I don't know anything really, like why they were here, or like nothing that would indicate...
In my experience, orcs don't carry identification.
Or notes telling you why they're here.
Yes, they had a note.
Well, I'm thinking like, you know, robes of a certain kind. Or
Are you okay with going to the chest before we had done the main path, Geralt?
I don't care.
Okay, so you all go...
I skip up to the chest.
As you do, you're going through the flowers, and about 50 little sprites come up, and they go... And they start attacking you. So, since there's a bunch of them...
I'm not going in there, I'm staying on the outside.
Okay, so no one else went through the flowers except for Erebus.
Okay, so there's a bunch of little... There's a bunch of little buzzing sprites all around you.
I cast Thunder Wave.
You cast Thunder Wave?
I thought you weren't there.
I'm at the edge of the field. Oh, yeah. This thing has a huge range. So
I'm going to use Thunderclap.
At the same time?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Well, then I'm not going to... Why would I...
Yours is bigger than mine. Yours is a wave. Mine's a...
Well, let's see if I take care of them. okay. Constitution saving throw from you, if you would.
Okay. Nope, that's a fail.
2d8 thunder damage.
You'll totally destroy them. They are not strong creatures. They have an HP of 2.
So...
Shit, I wish I would have done that. Holy little fuck.
Woodland sprites. Are sprites normally evil?
Nope. Can we go back? Nope. God damn it.
Okay, so... you...
It doesn't matter.
Destroy all these sprites, basically. You liquefy this whole area. And it goes... How far?
20 feet, isn't it?
20 feet?
It is a 15-foot cube.
That's about 15 feet.
15-foot cube? Okay.
And each other creature is pushed 10 feet away
Okay. Well, you destroy them. You just we'll say you destroy all of them, but through the explosion.
And an audible boom of 300 feet.
Yeah, some people are going to hear that. You discover a passageway that just kind of shortcuts over into this number four with a another field of flowers. Okay, so that's cleared away, and there's a chest there.
I smack the chest.
Okay, you smack the chest and you open it up, and there's like a leather belt, like to kind of hold stuff on, like a couple of like sheaths for swords. There's a couple of torches in there. There's 2,000 gold.
Okay, I definitely take the gold.
Nice.
Okay.
And I give it to Erebus. Myself.
I was thinking I could move to another tree and like sell to another tree.
And I'll split it up between the four of us.
And we get a little shortcut to the next clearing.
Yep, so you go to the next clearing and there's a bunch of flowers and there's a couple... you see one sprite kind of pop up and hear you guys coming, and then it takes off with a few more through the woods.
It ran away.
The thunder was pretty scary to them.
So I pick a flower and I give it to River.
Oh.
I'm doing an arcana check on the chest.
Not magic.
25. Okay. And it
also, did you guys add 500 gold to your pouches?
Okay.
Can I take the belts and stuff and the torches and throw them in my bag of holding?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
And then investigation, also 25. I rolled two 15s.
And by the way, this is a totally different day, so your Oyarsa thing is back.
Okay.
Investigation on the chest, in, on, around, underneath.
There's nothing about the chest.
I don't know why there's a chest in the middle, but I'm fine with it. I just wanted to double check to make sure that we had covered
it's
all
the bases.
I'm not missing anything.
Yeah.
It's a trap. This is how I lost my hand.
I think we ought to go back to the skeleton. Don't you guys think?
From what you can see, there's literally nothing there. Some picked over bones from the wolves eating a dude, and he had a torch.
Like I said, wolves and a skeleton. I think it's just a waste of time.
I thought it was a living
skeleton.
Do you want
to do that?
No.
I mean, that might be a good idea, but the only thing you can do is, like, perception check, right?
No.
Or investigate.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, there's nothing really there.
No, I would...
No, we're not there.
So let me... I guess DM, you have to tell me if this will work.
Yeah.
So I would like to cast Tree Stride.
Okay.
So I gain the ability to enter a tree and move from inside it to another tree of the same kind within 500 feet. So I'm assuming that the forest is full of like evergreen trees.
So that's
evergreen
completely different from the...
Yes
different.
That's
cool.
Stuff. Druids are sick.
Dude, once druids get up there in levels,
so
they,
I have to use 5 feet of movements to enter the tree, and then I instantly know the location of all other trees of the same kind within 500 feet.
Okay.
As part of the move into the tree, you can either pass into one of those trees or step out of the tree I'm in. So you appear in a spot within 5 feet of the destination if there's no other trees.
Okay.
She's basically jumping from tree to tree,
so
she is essentially, like, stealthed, I guess.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So, okay, so are you...
So what I want to do is I'm going to enter a tree by us, and within, I'm assuming the other path isn't within 500 feet, and kind of, like, peek out of that tree to try and see what I can see. Yeah, scout out.
Okay.
On the ground, that other path. But, I mean, I guess I could just send Falcor again.
Okay, so...
Sick-ass spell, though.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, that's
so
really
you,
cool.
That's
spell
like
is that?
5.
That's cool.
So you check out down the center path. I'll say you peek out one of the trees kind of halfway there and just kind of take
a
look.
I was saying, can I just, like, check along the way?
Yeah, you can check along the way. You can go through... And one of them, you see nothing. You do it a second time, and you see an orc holding, like, a golden bracelet, kind of smiling. And behind him is a rooted pedestal. And as he's looking at it, the roots reach up and grab him and swallow him down into the roots and consume him. And then a red, spiky fruit grows off of the branch and shows itself on there, and it starts following the root and then going down underground and back.
The red spiky fruit does?
The red spiky fruit does.
From the one that ate the orc?
Yeah. So it ate the orc, created this fruit, and then went back underground out of sight. So then you go a little bit farther down.
And that's on the way.
Yeah, that's on the way. And you see another, like, Y One path that goes this way and one path that goes this way, but there are two orcs kind of standing guard.
Okay. So there's no orcs that I saw on the way other than the one that got eaten.
Other than the one that got eaten.
There's two guarding the right path.
There's two guarding the right path.
Okay.
So we're going to need to catch up with you, and you're going to need to relay that information to us if you so
choose.
Well,
we're not in combat. I just use 5 feet of movement to do that, so I could come back to you if you want me to. Or you can try and pathicate me, or... I can't tell you to pathicate me, but you would.
Right. I guess how would I know to do that? I'm trying to think of, like, in-game...
Can we retcon that I asked him to pathicate me?
Well, yeah, no, that makes sense. I think it's reasonable that when she disappears into a tree, you pathicate her. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially if she's going to, like, scout ahead.
So, did you want to send up, like, Falcor over in that area?
Unless she steps out of the tree, she can't.
Okay.
Right, I'm trying to stay hidden.
She's trying to stay hidden.
Yeah, but you could, like, step out farther back and then still send your bird. I mean
if Dan says I can do it, I'll send Falcor up,
too. Yeah, hell yeah.
We'll get as much information as we can.
Just backtrack a bit.
He's got this sick
so we all start walking. We all start walking down the path toward her, then?
Yeah.
Sure, since it's clear on the way there, yeah.
He goes and checks out past those two orcs, mm-hmm. and he tells you that there is an orc camp with some training grounds where they're just kind of it's kind of like a headquarters. And as she's Falcor is explaining this, and I'm guessing you're relaying it to everyone.
Yes.
Okay, Topher, some of this is sounding familiar.
Ooh,
is this
been here before?
Is this Unthgar's camp?
No, this is where they took me way back in the day. I've been to this camp before.
Or whatever it was. Lion and the Wolf? Something
like
that. Yeah. Lion and the Wolf.
Yeah. But they were just there, but that's the orcs that took us.
But it's weird because Unthgar's people have just kind of destroyed that clan that was there. But orcs are kind of known to, if they find other camps that have been destroyed, to kind of rebuild and use them. So that's just a fun little... tidbit.
Yeah, that's
nothing
cool.
Of.
Nice.
Yeah, Topher would recognize it and know that it's there, actually. So
then you're going to know that terrain, the best way to get in, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Do you guys want to go the other path and skip the group of orcs?
I say let's go kill some things.
Do you think we need to go in there and kill all the orcs of the training camp?
Yep.
Orcs are generally
I'll do it by myself.
Evil creatures. It's not a bad thing to go kill some orcs and kind of clean up the forest. But I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, they're not doing it.
And I think what's really going on here that's more of a concern is this tree system that's tempting people with the treasure. And
right, obviously they're not working with the orcs that just killed an orc.
So I think that's more of a concern.
I say we go to the left.
I'm okay either way.
Okay, so do you guys kind of like cut through the tree over this way?
Yes.
You go kind of towards the end of it, and as you're approaching kind of the end of this trail, this is what you're able to see.
It looks like a big, big old tree.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did Luna draw this?
And we're there? We're all there now?
No, Luna did really
and
good.
You were all right around here.
Okay.
I
love so you, Corey. We've made it. What time of day is it now?
It's
midday.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because, like I was saying before, I don't see any reason to stealth in the middle of day. I'm not. Mm. I can't allege that unless I hide behind a tree for cover. I'm not going to be able to do anything. So
it's okay. You could hide behind a tree or something.
Yeah, but that's not stealth. That's just taking cover.
Yeah.
So I'll take cover. But
I think that makes sense with how we talked about stealth being used.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't realize that's how that worked.
Yeah.
So
that's why I used tree stride instead of
sneak. Seriously, that was a great use of that spell.
Yeah, that was sick as hell.
And then Falcor, we need to use Falcor and your damn amazing shield way more. You gotta throw that shit out way more often.
Okay, so I'm assuming you guys kind of go a little bit closer, kind of into this place to check out this area.
So,
and you get at least a better view.
I suspect
and
the tree
it's a large circular area.
Has something for its shiny things. The orc was holding a bracelet and it took the ruby.
It's actually not full of shiny things.
No,
what
it's taking things.
Oh.
I'm just saying this to the group.
On the tree, one thing you do notice, we're not going to need that, is lots of spiky red fruit on this tree within its branches. You can kind of see
can
like
we
maybe
eat the fruit?
A couple, like, maybe you can see like a I don't know, a shield that's kind of sticking partially out of the ground. It just some little like kind of cracks in the ground that are showing kind of like glittering things, like maybe the roots are hiding stuff underneath it. You can kind of put that together, but it's a large tree and it looks like it's almost like the trunk is spiraled in three large chunks.
I asked Topher and River if they've ever seen anything like this before.
I don't.
Yeah, River, do a perception check.
River needs a memory refresher.
Believe it or not, you've seen these red fruit before. They were on some lumbering trees that were down in the gulf by the Sleeping Giant Mountains after the explosion.
Can I cast True Strike on the tree?
Sure, does it know you're doing it?
No.
Okay. Spoiler.
So it grants a brief insight into the target's defenses.
Okay.
And on my next turn, I gain advantage on the attack roll.
I like the idea of speaking with the tree. This is the sort of tree that seems like it would have a lot
to say. So we have
to
move within 30 feet to do that.
But I also want to try and knock a fruit down and feed it to Quivel and see what kind of arrow I get.
Okay.
You do True Strike, and it hits one of these large, like, bulbous areas of the tree, and you find out that it has an AC of 16, and it is resistant to bludgeoning and piercing damage. I'll give you that.
I want to see if I can get a fruit.
Do you want to use Talk with Plants?
I can. No one else is interested.
I think that's probably a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
So we should probably do that before. If it's got an AC, it seems like we're going up against something that is like essentially like a treant. So that might be a good idea.
It's clearly alive in a sense because it's tricking orcs and eating them.
So I have to move within 30 feet of it, so I move closer.
Okay.
It gives me the ability to communicate with it, follow simple commands.
Mm-hmm.
It can answer questions about spells in the area within the past day, gathering information about creatures that have passed, weather, other circumstances. But I'm assuming it's a more intelligent tree, so.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it.
It's fucking fantastic.
Anyone have any ideas what I should ask it?
Well, you can just tell them the truth. Mortal Door sent us here.
We've heard there's some disturbances in the area.
What's the deal with the fruit?
And the tree goes, and then that sound is doubled, and then that sound is tripled as the tree starts to unwind and three large tree ants kind of come out of this, what was making this large tree, and their leaves kind of turn a more ashen gray. As they reveal themselves as these, they don't. You've seen and heard and studied tree ants. They don't look right. These three.
Okay.
And
they don't look like your usual tree ant.
So roll for initiative.
I was gonna say, but they're hostile.
23.
13. 18.
19.
Fuckers.
Okay, so 23 was you, Topher.
Initiative. Yeah.
Garrel, what were you?
19. 18 for Erebus.
18 for Erebus.
Did you say 17?
13.
For River.
Now, did they spread out? Like, are they able to move?
Yeah, they're like kind of in a line. They're like, think of the Treebeard.
Okay. Lord of the Rings. They're tree ants.
So they can walk around.
Yeah,
they
can move.
They're tree ants, too.
So first in the order is Topher.
Also, are we within an hour from when I cast that spell?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
They're resistant to piercing damage, which is the damage that arrows do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if I can light my arrows on fire anyway.
Hey, do you want to take a turn to like wrap some arrows in? Do you still have any of that stuff from the boat fight?
I would say that would make it normal damage if you use it fire because it's resistant, which would be half damage, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then fire being vulnerable would make double damage, so it'd balance out for a normal arrow.
Right,
damage.
Well, it's still
okay.
Do,
yeah, take your turn then.
Good.
Yeah.
Just to take a turn preparing your fire arrows.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Topher, you're staring at these things and you just like quietly reach into your bag and just start like taking shit out and messing
and
with it.
And grabbing some arrows and also feeding Quivel some things so that he can make some fire arrows for me.
Okay, cool. Next up is Geralt.
You're speeding with like tar, like handfuls of tar out of your
close
bag.
How close are the trees?
I have this bag full of tar with me.
I assume you would have taken some stuff from the ship when you made the
fire. They are within, we'll say...
Like 5 feet of each other?
They're within like 10 feet of each other. They're spread out.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess this is only going to hit two of them.
Okay.
Then, because it says 20-foot square on the ground.
Okay.
Well, if they're 10 feet apart and you cast it in the middle one, it's
gonna
hit.
That's perfect. I'll do that. Dexterity saving throw from all three of them.
A real big fucking trees.
None of them are going to do it. The highest one was a 14.
Okay, no.
Yeah, okay, none of them are.
Your spell DC's 18.
So they're going to be restrained, and they're going to take 3d6 damage.
Okay.
And that is, 7. That would be half damage, though, right? Because that's bludgeoning damage.
Yeah.
They're now restrained until the spell ends. And that's up to a minute, so...
Okay, and that's going to grant...
advantage for everyone else.
Advantage for everyone else, and they cannot move?
Nope. And they have to make a strength or dexterity check on their turn. And they're also going to take 3d6 every time they start their turn, unless they choose... Well, yeah, they're going to take the 3d6, and then they can make the...
Okay, so it can still attack, it just can't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to take the damage. Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and roll damage.
Oh, that was just 7.
Oh, okay. Just 7.
It was just 7 to each. And they're restrained in that same area now.
Okay.
So they're going to continue to take
that
damage.
So they're frozen in spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
next.
This is a.
And they're going to have disadvantage on attacks, it looks
this
like.
This does not say that it's a concentration spell, so this. So I can cast another spell on my turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm guessing it like tangles them up, and then you don't have to concentrate to keep
exactly.
them tangled.
Exactly. I just wanted to make sure you were clear on
that
type
cool.
of spell.
So his attack isn't going to work, but what he's going to do is he's going to take one of the fruits and throw it at you, Geralt.
Okay.
But
saving throw?
It completely misses you.
Oh, okay.
His ranged attack doesn't work, and it just kind of splats on the ground behind you.
Okay.
So now it is River's turn.
River's going to cast Produce Flame. And throw a fireball at the... Well, I was 30 feet away from them. They spread out. Am I closest to any of them? They're all 30 feet away from me, right?
Yeah, I think probably technically the center one would be closest.
Okay, then I'm going to attack the center one.
Yeah, okay.
That was a 16 before it stuck to my finger.
16, that tied. You get it?
Well, and I didn't add my modifier yet.
Yeah, it's fine.
And they're, that one will take 3d8 damage.
Okay.
11 damage.
11 damage. Okay. Cool. Okay. It is now different Treant's turn.
Is moving back another action?
Isn't it my turn?
You can move back half your.
It's an end's turn.
Okay, I'm
going to
move back.
I wound up skipping you, Erebus. Go ahead and go now, and then I'll fit you back into the order.
So I'm going to have double advantage. How does that work, or is it just advantage?
It'd just be advantage.
Okay.
Okay, what?
23 to hit, or 20.
23 will do it.
25 to hit.
Whatever.
With the blade ring.
Okay. Are you going for center, left, or right?
Let's go left.
Okay.
So that's 7.
Okay.
Damage. And then nat 20. Also, 2 of that damage was fire damage. So that'd be doubled, right?
Yes.
So it'd be 9 damage total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
And then second attack, there's a 7, an 8...
Just roll that 2 more times.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot. 20, 15, 27.
20, 20. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't counting.
No, it was. It was 27.
Mm-hmm.
4, 3, 7.
Which is 14.
14 plus 6 is 47 damage to the left one.
Total?
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
No, that's for the second attack. Yeah.
Because it was a nat 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the second attack. The first attack was, like, 17?
He's not happy at all. I think part of him is a little bit on fire.
Oh, actually,
he's
hold
sappy.
On. Plus four.
He's sapped.
Plus four?
He's yeah. sapped.
What's a plus four for?
I didn't double the fire damage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you did.
I doubled it because of the nat 20, but I didn't double it again because it's... Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to action surge and hit it again.
Okay. What?
15 to hit.
15 to hit. That's a miss.
Damn it. I'm going to use luck. Can I use luck on Dobb advantage?
I don't know.
I can re-roll any dice roll 3 times a day.
Go ahead.
16?
16. 16's a tie.
Okay.
All you needed was one more point.
Seven.
11.
Four. Yeah, so 11 more damage.
Okay. Looking in pretty bad shape. He's getting splinters. okay. So it is now one of the treants' turns.
So saving throw?
He's not doing a saving throw. They're kind of okay. dumb.
3d6 damage. That's 6, 2, and 2, 10.
Okay.
Nice.
10.
I almost use a spread spell like that, but I figured I'd save it for something else if I wanted to.
Second level spell too, or a
third level. I only have 2 spell slots,
right?
Total. So,
29 against you, Erebus.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, I'm shocked.
well, I just got plus 5 health. I didn't get plus armor.
Okay, and this one's going to take another spiky fruit and throw it at you.
Okay. You're also going to take 5 damage for whatever one hit me.
Why am I taking 5 damage?
For armor of Agathys.
Ah.
So it's going to be 5 cold damage. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Okay. But. Even with something ranged that he's throwing?
Yes. Oh, no. No. No, not ranged.
Okay. Cool.
Just melee.
Cool, cool. Okay, so he throws his fruit at you, and he splats you right on the chest.
Okay. And which one?
The
one I've been attacking?
Yeah. Okay. Which I think was the middle one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, or the one on the left.
It was the one on the left. He throws it, and you take 4 damage.
Okay, it's about to die.
Okay.
Go ahead and make a dexterity saving roll, which I don't think you can because you're restrained.
You can. It's just with disadvantage.
Yeah, disadvantage on dexterity saving rolls. So that's a 4.
That's definitely not going to work.
Okay. So what is this?
You're going to Hellish Rebuke.
Okay. And that's a reaction?
That's a reaction. Okay. So you're going to take 3d10 fire damage.
Okay.
Jeez.
So 5, 7, and 9. And then doubles.
12 plus 9 is 21. 20.
No.
It's 21.
5 and 7 is 12 plus 9 is 21.
21.
Wow. So another 42 damage to that one.
Yeah.
Another 42?
Yeah. So it's fire damage, so it's doubled.
Almost dead.
Jesus.
No
one hit that one. I'm serious. This is in game.
Okay.
That one's mine.
So then there's one on the right. And he tries to do... no, that's not going to hit. He was going to aim at Geralt, but it was like a 12.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's nothing.
So did you do that 3d6 damage to each one then? Each.
Oh, each one gets it?
Yep.
They were just all FYI. Internal.
How much was it?
It was only 10.
What kind of damage is it? Necrotic or?
No, it's just... Oh, and it's halved, so it's only 5. I'm sorry. It's bludgeoning.
Oh, okay. Whatever. It's fine. Okay, so this one takes a fruit and tries to hit you with it as well, and it goes past you and it splats next to the other one on the ground.
Okay.
Does it do anything when it splats? Like, no. Does it just like look like as if you threw like a melon or something
on
the ground?
It looks gross, but...
But there's nothing like inside of it? There's no...
Like poisonous nope. juices?
As a free action, can I do an arcane check on the fruit?
Yes, you can.
4.
Very magical.
Okay.
I'm just going to give that to you.
Okay.
Okay. So, back to the top of the order. Topher.
Topher. I want to get within range so that I can use a volley and attack all three of them with one attack.
Okay.
And I have fire arrows now.
So you have normal damage?
Yep, normal damage.
Yep.
And you have advantage on attacks.
Yep. Which, 27, I don't need it for the first one. 25 for the second one. And 19 for the third one.
And they all hit.
And they take...
That's sick.
18 for the first tree.
Okay. Left, center, or right?
Don't you touch that left one.
Right.
Okay.
And then 9 for the middle tree. And then this will be the middle tree again because I don't want to kill the left one. 5, 8. 8 again for the... 8 more for the middle tree.
Okay, 8 more for the middle tree. Okay. Daryl.
I'm going to just... I think I'm just going to cast Scorching Ray on it.
On the tree?
On the tree.
Where are you aiming?
I'm going to path the gate to Erebus. And I'm going to say... you tell me why or he dies.
Every time I kill a creature of any kind, I gain power in the form of hit points, essentially. Mm. So out of character, every time I kill anything... I get my warlock level plus 5 in health. So I currently get 8
temporary HP.
8 temporary hit points every time I kill something.
It's like Lazarus.
So, Geralt, what are you doing?
Lazarus gets buffs for killing stuff, too. Just
I get more attacks.
Yeah, he gets more. How bad off is the middle and right?
The right one has the most health.
Mm-hmm.
The one in the middle is bloodied. And sappy. The left one is very, very, very,
very sapped.
Very sappy.
Super sappy.
I'll hit the middle.
Okay.
I like that. Tell me where the tree dies.
That was awesome.
Hold on. I have to think about this. 23 to hit?
Yeah.
And that's... I just had it. 18.
Okay.
Fire damage.
Okay.
And that is already doubled.
Okay.
And then that's it. That's my whole turn. I'm saving my high-level spell slots. The reason why I said that to you, Josh, is because I have Wall of Fire, and I was literally going to obliterate all of them.
Okay.
because here's the thing. It's 5d8 fire damage.
Doubled.
Doubled. Badass.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so it's the other tree ant's turn.
Mm-hmm. And you may go ahead and roll... you can take this damage. 7 halved is only 3.
Okay.
And that's to all three of them? Because they act as a group, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And they still have disadvantage until they do a save.
Yeah, that's fine. But what he does doesn't necessarily need disadvantage. Because he stands there and he roars, and the bark turns a slight shade of red, going from the top of the tree down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice one of the splattered fruits behind you glows red, and a skeleton crawls out of this portal that it has just created.
I counterspell.
Okay.
How many spell levels are
there? And the skeleton gets pulled back down, and the fruit shrivels up black.
Okay.
It is now River's turn.
I'm going to...
River shoots the left one and...
Did you skip me again?
No. You're a... Oh, wait. No, it is your turn.
I fucking did,
it?
Yeah. All of them are so close together, and with my handwriting, Erebus, right next to Geralt, they look exactly the same.
Okay. 15 to hit? No.
No.
Nope.
I'm going to luck on that one.
Well, you get advantage.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Fucking 25?
Yep.
I'm going after the left one again.
Okay.
Are you still using your blade ring?
Yep. So 8,
It's dead.
Woo!
It collapses. It kind of gets cut in half, and the two halves collapse onto the ground.
Okay. Fuck. So I, like, cut it in half, like, long ways?
Mm-hmm.
I cut it in half the way that you would most like...
No, not long ways, like through the middle.
Oh, okay.
The bottom half fell over and the top half fell over, and probably a few fruit got smushed in that process.
Can I go pick one of the fruit up?
Sure.
Let's wait until the battle's over.
I was going to say, you don't have an action. Yeah.
That's true, you basically
don't have anything. Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll attack the other one then.
Okay.
Middle one.
Okay.
Thank God for advantage. 25 again.
Okay, 25. Yep.
4, 9, and 6, 19 damage.
Okay. You, 19 damage. Alright. We're gonna say you kill this thing. There's one treant left.
Yeah. So, 19 to hit,
I'm
gonna cast Sunbeam.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, wow. I have that spell. It's awesome.
I just figured I'd use it because we're almost done.
Okay, is that like fire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So,
the last tree?
She's got a big fucking magnifying glass, and she's going to burn this fucker
down. It's a constitution saving throw. Yeah, it literally is a giant magnifying glass.
Constitution with disadvantage.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, good thing. First roll was an 18.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I hope I'm using that spell right.
68 damage.
It's fine.
4, 8, 12, 8, 22.
20. 28?
Yes.
26?
26.
29? That was 5.
Thank
you. 33? 3 damage. So
66
damage.
66. Yeah.
Jeez. It's also blinded, but...
I feel like my little fire arrows are just nothing.
Okay, it looks really bad. And this was, like, basically fire raining down from the sky.
And
like
it's blinded
beam,
until
right?
my next turn.
Okay, fucking sweet. Okay, when you do this and the fire hits this tree, when the fire hits the leaves burn up and you see the fruit shrivel as this tree takes this damage. Next up is one of the tree ants.
There's only one left.
Yep. Yep, that one left. And the splatter from the missing fruit, this treant does the same thing and calls up another skeleton out of this portal that is created from the splattered fruit. So there's now a skeleton.
I don't have it.
It's okay, it's just a skeleton.
Yeah, you should.
Third level. I only have second level spells.
What's it doing, bud?
It just created a portal that a skeleton's coming out of. So the main disturbance was the fact that there were these portals to the underworld that were poking a lot of holes from these fruits, because that's basically what they're doing. These trees got cursed by this dark magic.
Yeah.
That kind of lends to the whole portal creation of breaking the barrier. And the fruit has this capability with these gnarly treants. I'll say it right that way.
Whose turn is it?
Treant.
Well, the one.
I like Treant, too. It's like giant.
Topher's turn?
That's top of the order.
It is top of the order. It is Topher's turn.
I have a plan.
A cunning plan.
I want Topher to do a flying arm bar on the skeleton and rip its arm off.
Okay.
Are you going to start collecting arms, please, for the love of
that's
God?
That's fucking awesome.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to put its arm... into Quivel and then use it as an arrow.
Roll to attack, please.
It's not an arrow, so it's
what's your strength
what,
modifier?
14. I'm using dex because I feel like
a finesse, like jumping in the air and grappling.
Yeah.
We'll do dexterity.
But it's still fair. Not. A, well, not actually, I don't know. It's a
strength.
It's
probably,
13.
Right?
Eighth, so it's 13
right.
to succeed.
It's 13. Yeah.
Oh,
so I tied it.
You tied it, dude. You jump on this thing and you swing it to the ground.
And I rip its arm off.
Okay.
I feed the arm to Quibble and I use my second attack to use that skeleton
arm to shoot her in the face.
Okay.
Yes.
So
that's fucking awesome.
So roll a d4 of damage to the skeleton for ripping off its arm.
Beat you to death with your own arm.
That's fucking 4.
4? Okay.
To hit it with the arrow is... Oh, yeah.
And you're hitting the tree ant?
The skeleton. With its own arm.
That's awesome.
And that's going to be 8, 15, 22.
Yep, that's going to do it. You destroy that skeleton, and it's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
All right, Geralt, your turn.
So we have one left.
One tree.
Yep. One tree.
One left, right? Okay. But then I cast Disintegrate.
In that case.
A creature targeted by the spell must make a dexterity saving throw with the disadvantage.
Well, it's restrained, so it'd be disadvantage, but I did roll 2 18s.
Rolled 2 18s.
Yeah.
Wow.
It ties my spell, though.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's you.
Wow, that's... That's amazing that that's so high. And only because I put a lot of points into everything to make sure that... Anyway, 10d6.
Okay.
Here is what 5.
What kind of damage?
6.
11. Keep going.
1.
12.
5.
17.
2.
19.
6.
4. 5. 29.
6.
35.
45. Plus 40. So 85
damage.
Force damage.
Plus
40.
40?
40 damage?
So a total of
85.
Okay.
Jeez.
You cast Disintegrate on this tree, and you blow all the leaves and fruit off. It gets destroyed. Blow off the arms, a massive chunk of the bark, to where there's just kind of this twig, more like a twig type tree ant, just kind of like stumbling around like, it looks pretty sad. And I think you're probably feeling really good about yourself right now. And you see it kind of like lift up a hand, and you see an arrow go through it, and then you see a couple more arrows kind of hit it. And then you see about, like, 200 arrows pelt this tree ant as it just kind of, like, tips and falls over. And you guys hear kind of a thundering sound behind you.
17 perception check?
17 perception check. You look around, and through the trees you can see horses. You can see horseback. And there is a large group of people coming through on horseback. And as they appear, one of them takes off his hood, and he says, Topher Biznatch!
Yeah.
And he says, you can tell that it's Oakenfold.
Yeah.
And he says, our cabin has been compromised. You were right. The huntsman will join the battle.
Excellent. I run over and I give him like a hearty shake. Because yep. I can't really hug him.
Okay, so you guys walk back with the huntsman over to Hagwarts, and you see Smarteldor sitting there, and he thanks Oakenfold, and they talk, and they kind of get banded in, and the huntsmen kind of want to still hang out at their cabin, but Smarteldor gets an eyelash and kind of like talks to him, and they have a deal. They're in. Mm-hmm. So they also have like their own quarters at Hagwarts if they're needing them. And while you guys are there, you look around and you see a couple familiar faces. You see, Sadie and Gwendolyn.
Oh, from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you guys like to do?
I have no interest at all. I'm going after Smarteldor.
You all walk away? Okay.
I go up to Sadie and Gwendolyn.
And
I mean, I'm not going to be rude. Hey, good to see you again.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of tired after disintegrating, treants. So I go up to my room.
They go, yeah, and they both kind of look at each other and they feel kind of like awkward. They have an awkward sense about them when I'm guessing you're approaching them too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you guys approach them, they're kind of like, and you see Smarteldor come over and be like, hey guys, I don't know if you've met them, but this is Sadie and Gwendolyn, and he kind of points at them. He's like, used to be known. He's like, the Black Widows? And they're kind of like, hi, like, waving at you.
Do I know the Black Widows?
Black Widows sleep with men and then kill them.
And then rob them. Yeah. That's basically something that they were doing. And they're kind of like, Yeah, sorry, you guys were kind of targets.
But I just lean down. That would have ended badly. And then I turn and walk away.
And they're like, it'll be fun working with you.
It's too bad Arbus for you because finger, my like, friend had died last time and I had another friend and my whole city died today, so...
Tober's not giving up the game.
And they're like, we're not interested.
Also, question.
Yes. I peek around the corner, cast suggestion. Well, did you...
Oh my
no.
God.
No. We're leaving.
Did you have anything else put in there?
That's like a date rape drug, Matt.
No, just like, hey, you really like this guy.
Dude, that is still very date raping.
Yeah.
It was meant to be innocent, but.
But yeah, they were planning to seduce and kill you guys. And
fantastic.
Rob you.
But they're good guys?
Okay.
Well, Smartledor, they kind of wanted to help. And Smartledor was like, okay, no more of that shit.
I hit my 20 mark with my blade ring, and then some.
You hit your 20 mark with your blade ring. Okay. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Erebus, you learn from using this thing that the gauntlet on your hand is pretty strong. You feel like it could actually take a blow. So from now on, if someone hits you, if it's not a nat 20, you can roll a d20 and try to beat their number, and you will block that hit. And disarm them.
Okay.
Oh, that's
with melee? Yeah.
With his gauntlet? Melee?
Yeah, if holy they hit, if they roll shit. And beat his armor class and it's not a nat 20, he has
so
a
do I add anything to my d20 or is it just straight d20?
It's just straight d20. It has to beat whatever d20
okay.
they roll. See what I did in the intro there? Huh? Totally wasn't worth it. Anyway, check us out on iTunes, like us on Facebook, follow there. I've been giving out some additional information on that and on our show. Like, subscribe, rate us. Things are really kind of picking up now as we're entering the home stretch. There's some changes that will be accompanying, whatever. The next couple episodes, so we'll be talking about that and talking crit and kind of playing through it. But thank you for listening, and can't wait till the next one.